Right, okay. The idea is, come up with two celebrities. Someone comes up with two celebrities.
Well, one celebrity each.
But then, I think one person comes up with two.
Okay, fine.
One person comes up with two celebrities, and then...
Well, then it's completely random if we come up with one, does one, no one, than that.
Fine.
Okay, so...
Two people coming up with one, overall. And then we have to...
Sustained.
And then we have to...
Lincoln.
Figure out how they would become involved in a sexual tryst.
Or friends.
Well, friends is easy.
A tryst.
A lover's tryst.
I want a sexual tryst.
Okay, yeah. Johnny, who's your celebrity number one? Okay, I can tell by your face you're not ready. Tom, celebrity number one.
Is the woman who does equestrian sport.
Sue Barker.
Sue Barker.
Okay. Johnny?
I'm going to go for that chap with a hat off Baddie Drum Boy.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Okay, so it's almost like 6 degrees of sexual
separation. Well, they'd had to shag. We're going to look at their sexual partners and how they became... Yeah. No.
How they could have met.
How they could
have
met.
Who they would have met through.
Who they would have met through. Well, I mean, Baddie Drum Boy is famously... Now, from now on, we must say that everything we say is complete bollocks.
Yeah. Why?
So, no, because it makes it fun. So we're just going to say... What we say is fact.
Okay.
And we just go with it. So I'm going to say something, and then, John, you can take off from what I say and then take it round. So I'm going to say that Baddie Drum Boy... is famously very good friends with Hugh Grant because they met on set of About a Boy and became very good friends. Mm. And
was he on About a Boy?
He did the soundtrack.
That's believable. I can believe that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they are really good pals. And then.
Okay. And Hugh Grant had a sexual liaison.
Okay.
With. What's her name? The one, the sexy one, still looks sexy.
Carol Vorderman.
Liz Hurley.
Who
is
we're getting very near.
In a relationship with Shane Warne.
Bowling Shine,
aye? Yeah.
And he does balding adverts.
Does he?
He loves teeth whitening.
He loves teeth whitening.
By the by,
yeah.
But could be used.
It's your go now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How many more degrees?
There's no more, doesn't matter. We're just going to until we get them into a lover's tryst.
We're very close, though.
We are very close. Very close.
Who's off equestrian sport, then?
Well, it's up to you. I'm not giving you...
Who are the captains?
Well, again, we're not...
John Parrott? Not for a long time.
But there could have been. That could have been where it started.
Okay, yeah.
Well, give me more than that. Don't say yes.
No, that's working backwards, though, isn't it? That's going from Sue.
So you've got to go from
Shane
Warne. Bowling, Shane.
So he plays...
Well, I'm going to go with the balding thing. I'm going to take it away from the sport here.
So he was doing a balding advert, and he met someone on those balding adverts.
He met...
The final two in the waiting room.
The current captain of... one of the captains, ex-rugby player...
Austin Healey.
No.
Matt Dawson.
Matt Dawson. They met at a convention for hair loss, because they used to have...
Hair.
A head of hair.
Yeah, and now he's got none. And they became really... Shane Warne became really good friends with Matt Dawson.
Exactly.
Dawson went backstage. Dawson was chatting to Sue Barker.
Have you met?
He said, have you met Shane? I know Shane. No, but Shane's not fucking Sue Barker, remember? It's About a Boy. No. So Matt Dawson is like saying to Sue, he's like, you know Shane? She's like, yeah. I know Shane.
They start talking. Hold
on.
He must have met Hugh Grant.
No. We can go back.
Because Sue wants like a musician for her 50th.
No, she's way older than that. But 60th. I think Shano says, I'm having a dinner party at mine with Liz. Haven't Liz and Hugh got a kid together?
Dinner party's too easy.
I'm just gonna say so what are you finishing with?
I was saying Sue's 60th, she wants a musician.
Do you know anyone?
Liz is always playing this song.
But what kind of music does she like?
Yeah, because Shane's a bit funny because he knows that Hugh and Liz are still mates.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to bring it up.
Duran Duran current or something that died and death 5 years ago? Second option.
And then, so Shane reluctantly puts Sue in touch with Liz because he can't remember what his name is, this guy.
Yeah.
And then Sue's like, Liz, I've been tipped on Shane. Sorry, Shane has put me in touch. John, continue.
So Liz has got a call from Sue.
And Liz is going to be like, Shane, you don't know anyone. I'm going to have to call my ex-fuck buddy.
Yeah. No, because Liz probably knows...
That was their song.
I think they split up by that point.
No, they split up. It was the 90s.
He definitely had the...
Maybe Shane's a prankster. And he was like, I'll give you Liz's number.
He gives it back to drawing board.
Accidentally. Just like, here's 7 random digits. Yes. Turns out... Badly born boy. He's really bad.
We were so nearly there.
Yeah.
So Sue, you're right.
I don't know why Sue would be calling Liz, really, though.
She wants Sue. Okay. Let's go back to this. Matt Dawson, of Question of Sport fame, says they're out backstage. Shane Warne's on Question of Sport.
Yeah.
Because.
Unproven, but yes.
Because they met at this thing. They met at the bowling convention, and Lawrence Dallaglio.
Of the new product is now a bowling convention.
Yeah, Lawrence Dallaglio was meant to be on Question of the Sport, but he got glandular fever, had to pull out.
Yeah.
Dawson got the phone call at the bowling convention, wherever it is. Oh, fucking Lawrence, you're pulling out. Is it pulling out last minute? Shane, fancy it? Shane's like, I'm in. Shane Warne's on Question of the Sport. Okay, Bowl and Shane.
Yeah.
And then this happens. They're doing the mystery guest round.
Okay.
and it's some random sportsman. There's a song playing, which there always is. And Sue says, obviously off camera.
And off camera, she's like,
I fucking love that song. It's like, I got my birthday coming up soon. I fucking love that. And then Shane-o... says,
I know that. Liz plays that.
Liz plays that all the time.
Liz play it? Because she used to date...
Hugh Grant! Oh.
And then that brought up old... And then... In the closet. That's why they're breaking up.
That's why they're breaking up. And then Sue gets hold of... she's at the BBC Awards for something. Hugh's there.
Yeah,
she remembers the story. She's like, Hugh, I remember this song. Manager. What? Do you know Barry Jones? And then...
And there's a love tryst.
Love tryst. And there we go.
Solved. Problem solved.
Okay, next. Thank God.
Next two. Okay.
You two now.
I don't want to date you two. Hey, okay.
Do it as a different one?
Huh?
Do it as a different one?
Different what?
Pause it.